We've all had to adapt in the age of COVID-19, but imagine getting a rapid coronavirus test processed at a remote Alaskan outpost with no heat and no Wi-Fi.
Are you ready? All right.
That's what's happening with the Iditarod dog sled race this year. They're mushing right now, in fact. The race started Sunday with some big changes.
We had to reinvent the route.
Rob Urbach is the CEO of the Iditarod. Normally, the course runs roughly 1,000 miles from Anchorage in the south to the northwestern city of Nome, with occasional stops and villages along the way.
There is a heightened sense of concern of even traveling through village land, landing on village airstrips. So we did a loop course this year.
The Iditarod is calling it the Gold Trail Loop. The 850-mile route starts and ends in Willow, a town 90 minutes north of Anchorage. That means mushers will have to cross the Alaska Range twice, and there are a lot fewer amenities along the way.
These towns are just ghost towns now. I mean, they're literally just abandoned gold mining towns.
So they've had to make do.
Usually on a checkpoint, there's some building or a cabin, and it has these wonderful things like heat, electricity, and running water. And now we have to put it on our own campsite.
There's the question of testing everyone involved.
We're testing in 12 locations. And just getting the test kits to the right place at the right time, it's been a labyrinth.
So they went with a test that uses Bluetooth to return a result in about 20 minutes.
As Rob Urbach says, all the challenges are in keeping with the tradition of the event.
What the Iditarod really stands for is overcoming the odds and the indomitable spirit of Alaska.
The winner is expected to cross the finish line next week.
All right, let's go. Roll, Lucy, G, G, G. Good dogs.